Black Zodiac. Darkened by time, the masters, like our memories, mix and mismatch and settle about our lawn furniture, like air without a meaning, like air and its clear nothingness. What can we say to either of them? How can they be so dark and so clear at the same time? They ruffle our hair, they ruffle the leaves of the August trees, then stop abruptly as wind. The flies come back in the heat. What can we say to them? Nothing is endless but the sky. The flies come back, and the afternoon teeters a bit on its green edges, then settles like dead weight next to our memories and the pale hems of the master's gowns. Those who look for the Lord will cry out in praise of him. Perhaps, and perhaps not. Dust and ashes though we are, some will go wordlessly. Some will listen their way in with their mouths, where pain puts them, an inch and a half above the floor. And some will revile him out of love and deep disdain. The gates of mercy, like an eclipse, darken our undersides. Rows of gravestones stay our steps. August humidity, bright as auras around our bodies. And some will utter the words, speaking in fear and tongues, hating their garments splotched by the flesh. These are the lucky ones, the shelved ones, the twice erased. Dante and John Chrysostom might find this afternoon a sidereal roadmap, a pilgrim's way. You might too, under the prejaundiced outline of the quarter moon, clouds sculling down sky like a narrative for whatever comes, what hasn't happened to happen yet, still lurking behind the stars, 31 August 1995. The afterlife of insects, space graffiti, white holes in the landscape, such things, such avenues lead to dust and handle our hurt with ease. Sky blue, blue of infinity, blue waters above the earth. Why do the great stories always exist in the past? The unexamined life's no different from the examined life. Unanswerable questions, small talk, unprovable theorems, long-abandoned arguments. You've got to write it all down. Landscape or waterscape, light length on evergreen, dark sidebar of evening, you've got to write it down. Memory's handkerchief, death's dream and automobile, God's sleep, you've still got to write it down. Moon half empty, moon half full, night starless and egoless, night blood black and prayer black, spider at work between the hedges, last bird call. Toad in a damp place, tree frog in a dry. We go to our graves with secondary affections, second-hand satisfaction, half-sold, star charts demagnetized. We go in our best suits, the birds are flying, clouds passed. Sure, we're cold and untouchable, but we harbor no ill will. No tooth tuned to resentment's fork. We're out of here. And sweet meat. Calligraphers of the disembodied, God's word wards, what letters will we illuminate? Above us, the atmosphere, the nothing that's nowhere, signs on and waits for our beck and call. Above us, the great constellations sidle and wince. The letters undarken and come forth. Your ex and my ex. The letters undarken and they come forth. Eluders of memory, nocturnal sleep of the greenhouse, spirit of slides and silences, invisible hand, witness, and walk on. Lords of the discontinuous, lords of the little gestures, succor my shift and save me. All afternoon the rain has rained down in the mind and in the gardens and dwarf orchard. All afternoon the lexicon of late summer has turned its pages under the rain, abstracting the necessary word. Autumn's upon us. The rain fills our narrow beds. Description's an element, like air or water. That's the word.